word had quickly got round. The French and the British are sending reinforcements. Some go in small groups. This time there were around 200. At times this week, there have been many more.
After 2 days, the government of British will give a soldier here to close the way. This is the last chance. If they open the way, we go out with this way, without train.
This is one of the weak spots, getting on to the domestic railway tracks, not far from the Eurotunnel entrance. The French and the British governments have insisted that their joint efforts to stop this are working, but the authorities have been overwhelmed. Again, they resorted to pepper spray.
Really, why you kill us? Really, why you kill us?
In places, it's no different to the kind of fence you'd find around a tennis court. This one of the bigger holes that we've been able to find. But this will change. It will all be improved. There will be further French police officers on patrol and private security guards coming in to bolster the numbers defending this perimeter.
Much of the fencing closer to the Channel Tunnel is already far stronger. Security was already robust, but it just hasn't been enough. So the barriers will get bigger. More razor wire will stand in their way. Javier Bertrand doubts it will make any difference. Once a government minister, he's now running for mayor of the region and rarely holds back.
They don't want to stay in Calais. They want to go in England. Why? To find a job. Because they know that it is possible to work without identity card. In England, you have to change your policy.
Much of the bill for the increased security will fall to British taxpayers. Extra CCTV, infrared detectors and more floodlighting will soon be in place. It will make this harder, but they will still work at trying to crack it. For now, the promise from London and Paris of greater security has simply increased the pressure on these people. Their window of opportunity may be closing. Tom Parmenter, Sky News, Calais.